to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do, your pants? What did you do?
Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It is the Dark Mark Show, your Thursday night freak show. Welcome. We have a special guest in the studio tonight. We got more special guests that are coming, including a co-host. But right now we have the beautiful, the alluring, the things that she can do with balloon animals. I can only imagine. Clownawin Monroe.
Hi.
Hi, Clownawin.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's fantastic.
I'm trying to get the camera on you so everybody can see what's going on. Clownawin, before we get started talking to you, and there's a lot to talk about. We were riding on the ride home, and you have quite an ride over. It's quite an interesting life. But Clownawin, let me ask you a question. Is there a piece of art, a movie, a book, a song that you wish you did that you were like, that's so great, I love it so much, it just speaks to me, I wish I would have wrote that?
I wish I was... Get back to me. I want a very good answer.
I'll get back to you, but there's a movie like that for me. This is the movie. It's called Henry Fool. It's like my favorite movie. When I get together and date a woman and she's going to be my girlfriend, I have her watch this. If she likes it, if she likes it, if she laughs in the right parts, gets all of the right parts and enjoys it, then we go out. This has worked a few times, and it works like a charm. I love this movie. And on the line, we have the director. He's also directed other great movies such as Trust, Amateur, The Unbelievable Truth, Faye Grimm, The Girl from Monday, The Book of Life. Hal Hartley is on the line.
Wow. Hi.
Hal?
Hi.
Hi, Hal. Hi, Hal. Did you hear that pretentious intro that I just gave you?
You can't be too pretentious.
I guess not. And have you heard? Do you know Hal Hartley? We have Clownawin Monroe, the clown Marilyn Monroe, in the studio.
Hi.
Yeah, I know. I read up on her today because
saw
her stuff.
Wow.
You might have a role in a future Hal Hartley movie. You never know.
I probably already do.
Uh oh.
You dreamed of it this morning.
There you go. Have you been rewriting your script to include Clownawin Monroe, Hal?
Not quite yet. No.
Okay.
That'll be later tonight.
Well, Hal, it's funny because I have to explain to my audience, you are somebody that it's interesting. You're a cult director, and meaning not everybody knows you, but the people that know you go crazy. They love your dialogue. They love your movies, including myself. Mm-hmm. Once you get in that Hal Hartley vortex, you can't get out. You just see these movies, and I actually saw Flirt for the first time today. Because it was on Netflix and it was great.
Well, thanks. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, actually.
Flirt is a movie he did where it's set in three places. It's set in New York, Germany, and Tokyo, and it's essentially the same story with differences and different actors, including Hal Hartley playing himself. It's very meta. So, anyway, so Hal. But you've directed, there's actors that you know, Clownawin, Edie Falco, Michael Imperioli from The Sopranos. I'm trying to think, Helen Mirren, Jeff Goldblum. Big actors have been in Hal
Flirt?
Hartley. Not in Flirt, but they've been in Hal Hartley movies. Parker Posey.
Yeah, they're all fantastic.
Parker Posey, all these actors have been in Hal Hartley movies. And they're great. The dialogue that you write is fantastic. The movies that you do are crazy. And, people ask me for movie recommendations all the time. And I tell them Hal Hartley movies. And the ones that actually are bold enough to watch them, they love them.
That's good. They should be bold.
And it's interesting that I'm interviewing you on the date that actually the week that Blockbuster Video closed. Because I actually was bored one night. It was a Friday night. I was home late. I went to Blockbuster Video. I didn't know what to watch. I wasn't familiar with your film of war yet. And I heard about Henry Fool because I read it an article about the how movies have become very base, and there was a lot of they were talking about South Park and basketball, and they actually said that, you know, your movie, even you, critically acclaimed high class filmmaker, had done some bathroom humor in your movie. So I watched it, and it was totally not what I expected. I was blown away. And yeah. Then afterwards, I was like,
Did Blockbuster just close this week?
Apparently, they closed their last store this week. I don't know if this was a. It sounds like
was one left.
They said there was one. It actually sounds like a prank. I don't know, because they said there was one left in Hawaii, and the last person that rented a movie at like 11:59, the movie was This Is the End, which sounds a little too perfect. I don't believe that news story, but it made the wire.
During the 90s, they were like really the only place you had to get your film in to get it out to people in the home video market. And they didn't show my film Trust for years and years because, there was, as I understood, a Mormon influence on the ownership.
Really?
Company. And Flirt, of course, deals with a woman who chooses to have an abortion. So it was like,
right, and there's a gay relationship.
You can never get trust that Blockbuster.
Right, and there's a gay relationship in Flirt, too.
Right, yeah.
But it was the abortion thing that got a ban from Blockbuster?
Yeah.
So I guess...
Are they Christian?
I guess Hal's saying that there was a Mormon influence, and that's how they picked their movies.
A Mormon, yeah.
But apparently they loved Henry Fool. And Henry Fool, if I can describe it for you, is about a... it's about somebody who gets inspiration from an unlikely source. The guy starts out as a garbage man. It's a dysfunctional family. And this guy, Henry Fool, this mysterious stranger, comes into town, rents their basement apartment, inspires him to write. And he writes what some people call a masterpiece, some people call pornography. Kind of sounds like what Hal Hartley writes.
People are always naked when there's art.
Right. And it affects people in different ways. I mean, mute people speak. Women have their period. Some people pass away. And that's what this movie is, and it's a great movie. And then you had a sequel, Faye Grimm, which focused on the family who got involved in an espionage thing, where apparently Henry Fool, the title character, turns out to be a spy, and apparently his writing, with everybody thought was gibberish, apparently has state secrets. So Parker Posey as Faye Grimm goes all over the world in search of Henry Fool and in search of his books. I know there's more to it, Hal, but that's kind of a synopsis so far.
No, right? That's exactly what the plot is.
So now I'm going to watch Hal Hartless movies all night?
I hope, yeah, come over. Well, the thing is, I met Hal Hartley in Brooklyn. It's funny because I'm sure you're in a weird spot, Hal, because the people that dig you, like probably in your mind, probably like you way too much. And then there's a whole segment of the population that has no idea who you are.
Yeah.
So you get people like me. I came up to him in the signing in Brooklyn. I was just gushing how much I loved his movies, and Hal couldn't be a nicer guy. But I was thinking, if somebody came up to me like that about my act, I'd be a little weird about it. And then there's people that don't know who you are.
Yeah, well, that's it. You get used to that in show business. You develop an ability to let things roll off your back.
I'm sure the important people know who you are.
Well, the important people do. I mean, he has been, I mean, there's... plenty. I mean, you know, you've influenced a lot of filmmakers, and a lot of people would say, and a lot of people have written how your influence actually probably goes to what's right now, what's in vogue in comedy, the Judd Apatow movies. You could say have been inspired by The Unbelievable Truth and Trust and your early movies. A lot. They're different.
Yeah, I've read that too.
Although I think your movies are better, and they're different. But there's, I mean, in that, you know, but it's very dialogue oriented now. And you know, it's, so I've read that you have inspired. So there's been people that have been inspired by your work. So now there's the third movie in the Henry Fool trilogy. It's going to come to a thrilling conclusion, Clownwin. You follow this so far?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm on the edge of my seat, actually.
Is
making faces at this.
No, that's good. Well, you're a clown. What else would we expect?
But yeah, I can't wait to watch Hal Hartley.
Henry Heartless. Fool, Hal Hartley's movie, yes.
Hal Hartley.
Hal Hartley, Ned Reifle.
Hal, you have my heart.
Hear that, Hal?
What's that?
You have Clownwin Monroe's heart.
Okay. No matter what you do.
Yeah, don't tell his wife that, but...
That's okay. I have room in my heart for her, too.
So, Hal, the third movie, the long-awaited third movie in the... Well, I guess Fig Rim came out in 2007, so we've been waiting since then, but Ned Reifle is coming out, or you've written the script.
The script is written, and, you know, we're trying to raise money, you know, to make it, you know, and, you know, we'll see. By December 4th, we'll know if we have the money to make it.
He's doing a Kickstarter for his new movie, a Ned Reifle, and your goal is to raise $384,000, and you've already raised, it was some thousand already.
130 as of this moment.
Wow. And that's, so you're kind of on track.
We're a little behind schedule, but, it's still, it's a lot of work every day. You just got to keep getting out to the people and letting them know you're there.
Right. So, and I'm assuming that the entire budget is not $384,000.
Yeah, it'd be less than that because that's also the money to create the rewards for the people.
So you're going to do this very low budget guerrilla style then?
No, I don't like working guerrilla style, but I'm careful and I'm disciplined. And
so you can make this for $384,000.
It's amazing.
For a lot less, actually, but.
I imagine Parker Posey. Parker Posey's
really
gonna,
my hero.
Parker Posey's going to take a pay cut. I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, I think all the actors will be co-producers with me. Actually.
You know, oh okay, so on the back end.
Yeah, which happens a lot, of course.
Right. So now this is I think this is why you wanted to come on my show. I'm assuming so. Is that the part of the plot of Ned Reifle is Ned, if you remember, started out as a garbage man. Then he became
I have a really cute garbage man, by the way.
I'll bet you do.
I do. He's hot.
I don't know if he's as cute as Simon Grimm, but he started out as a garbage man that everybody thought was retarded because he never talked. And he put pen to paper, became a Nobel Prize winner. And then at the end of, I shouldn't give you away, but he ends up in jail.
La, 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 la,
he ends up in jail. La, 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 and then he, in Fay Grimm, he gets out of jail. And he, anyway, so now apparently.
I'm actually going to watch them.
Okay. So apparently he's out of jail now.
I didn't hear anything.
And he's trying to be a stand-up comedian. Is that correct?
That's right.
I did read the letters, and there's a letter from Henry Fool to. There are these letters from Henry Fool to Simon Grimm on your possiblefilms.com website.
Right.
And Henry's a little critical of his comedy career.
Yeah, Henry's got a lot of problems with Simon's, fame and everything. But did you see the interview, the video today on the?
I did with James. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. James Urbaniak.
Right, that's right.
Who plays Simon Grimm?
Right.
Better.
But he's very, very intelligent about that character.
Yeah.
His insight into him.
And
it's like he's having a mental breakdown.
Well. Stand-up comedy, that's where you go. That's what I know.
Yeah.
I can tell you from personal experience how stand-up comedians are insane. So that makes a lot of sense.
But it's probably some way of processing something. I think that's what Urbaniak was getting at.
Right.
It's just too hard and you're all screwed up. And this is one way to get it out. Ranting, in a way.
Well, and tragedy is comedy. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And did you go to a lot of comedy clubs and see a lot of bad comedy? Is that?
Over the years, I have. Yeah, I don't go to a lot of comedy clubs generally, but over the years, actually, when I was back in college, a friend of mine, the classmate, was making a documentary about stand-up comedians. This was back in the early 80s.
Right.
So I spent a lot of time with her, in that environment.
Okay.
And I remembered certain things from there, but But I can't really say I brought that experience to this.
Okay.
This was just a simple idea that this guy who, you know, has been through a lot of stuff and is apparently pretty deep and complex just wants simplicity.
Right.
And simple happiness.
And, you know, people are going to draw parallels with your life.
I'm sure they always do, but anyway, it's not really pertinent. But
so you're not gonna be like,
makes it rich for them.
You're not gonna be like John Waters and Kevin Smith and start doing stand-up comedy and one-man shows and things.
But is John Waters doing a stand-up thing?
Yeah, no, he's doing like, well, he says it's a one-man show or a night with John Waters, but it's basically him doing stand-up, really.
Yeah,
it's him on the stage telling
really
stories.
Funny guy. He's a very funny guy. I've been on panel discussions with him.
Right.
And, you know, you just let John do all the talking. He's so funny and correct, you know?
Right.
He gets to the point really well.
He is quite the raconteur. And it's just weird, a lot of, you know, because of the way film is now and there's no real independent movies, that a lot of film directors are doing other things, so... And everybody's doing stand-up comedy now, except for Clownwin Monroe, who's got her own thing.
I don't like to do stand-up comedy. It sounds like crickets when I do it.
Anyway, Hal, we've got a whole show with clowns, so...
I love you, Hal.
Hal, I
appreciate... You're my new favorite ever.
But
Thank you.
I want... But before you go, first off, it's been an honor. I can't tell you how much I love your movies, and to have you call on my show is just an honor, and... I could talk to you the whole show, to be honest with you, but you know, I've got clowns, so I can't really do that.
Yeah,
but
yeah. You got to deal with clowns.
Am I but, too,
but,
clown?
Yeah, thanks for the attention.
But tell everybody where they can go to the Kickstarter and contribute, because I'm definitely going to contribute when I get some cash. But I haven't contributed yet.
And you
but
tell
I
all your people to do that too.
Yes. So where's the website? Possiblefilms.com, and that's your website.
They should just go to Kickstarter.
Go to Kickstarter, look up
Ned Rifle.
And what you don't know, Clownwin, too, is that Hal Hartley's so talented, he does his own music on his movies. He does the scores.
Wow.
And when he does the scores, he does it as his pseudonym is Ned Rifle.
Uh-huh.
So now people are really going to think that this is you being an autobiographical, right?
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Whatever.
And apparently there was a character named Ned Rifle in Simple Men, which I forgot about.
Yes.
It's very confusing.
I've been using that name for a long, long time.
And I'm sure people have made anagrams, and I'm sure there's some code there somewhere. But Hal Hartley, you are an artistic... Go ahead.
No, we recently did a new high-definition remaster of Trust, which I made in 1990.
Right.
And we noticed that all these books that I... needed to make, because we couldn't use actual books that were published for legal reasons. So we made up all these books that were scattered along a floor. And one of them was I forget the title of the book, but it was attributed to Henry Fool with an E.
That's crazy. Well, because...
So I've been using these names for a while.
Right. Well, there long ago, there was an E at the end.
That's what he says.
Anyway, Hal Hartley, you are an artistic hero of mine. I could talk to you forever. Go to possiblefilms.com and look up his old movies. They're great. And order his old movies. They're fantastic. Some of them are on Netflix. Some of them are on Crackle. And, you know, if good luck with Ned Rifle. I want to see it. Please contribute, because I want to see it. Forget Hal Hartley. I want to see this movie. I want to see it conclude.
Mr. Hartley, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hartley.
Okay.
We love you.
Thank you, too.
We love you, Mr. Hartley. Thank you.
Bye.
That was the great Hal Hartley. And
awesome.
No, you got to see these movies. They're great. Anyway,
okay.
Now on to Clownwin Monroe. And Josie Cat is on her way. She's stuck in the elevator somewhere.
Can I tell you that I've thought about your question? And my absolute favorite person in the whole wide world is Robert Williams.
Robert Williams?
Yeah, the artist.
The artist, okay.
My favorite.
And so when you see Robert Williams paintings, you're like,
I wish I
speaks to you.
Sure.
Wow.
I love them.
Well, and talking to you.
Every time I talk to him, he looks at me like I'm totally nuts. But you can see, obviously, he's way more nuts than anybody.
Well, that's sort of like me and Hal Hartley. I'm such a big fan, and I'm sure he looks at me like, you know.
You're nutty.
Well, I am nutty. I wasn't wearing makeup when I met him, but I am now. So we're back. Yeah. So Clonawin Monroe, I've heard so much about you.
I don't know how. I was just born yesterday.
I hang out with a lot of clowns. We had Ruru the Clown on the show. Ghoul Hectic Clowny is on his way out.
Sure is.
And I was hanging out with Ghoul Hectic Clowny.
How do I know that he's even real?
No, Ghoul Hectic Clowny is real. I've seen him drum.
You've seen him in drag?
I haven't seen him drag. No, I
love drag.
No, do you really?
It's my favorite.
What's the deal with drag? I don't get the whole...
I love it. I don't care.
Really?
I don't get it either, but I love it.
But women love drag.
I love a lot of things that I can't explain.
Such as? Okay, get back to me on that one.
Yeah.
Now, you are the clown Marilyn Monroe.
I am.
So how did this concept come to you?
Well, for a couple years, I wanted to be a clown. And one day, I was getting ready to go outside dressed as a clown.
Right.
And I was discussing with the girl that was putting my makeup on stuff like that I needed a good clown name and that I wanted something that would make people remember me because I didn't want to just be some clown that walked in, walked out, got forgotten.
Right.
And
I doubt that would happen, but
I've accomplished that. And I was talking to her, and as we spoke, I looked down on the desk, and there was a clown.
Look who's here. It's our co-host, Josie Cat.
Hello.
Josie, and you were here semi on time. Josie, this is Clonawin Monroe.
Not really hardly, but we're going to be nice. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Have a seat, Josie. And Ghoul Hectic was not downstairs?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay. Hold on. Here we go. Hey.
Dangerous.
Hey, the address you gave me the wrong place. You got a better address. Okay, that's got to be him.
Tom is on the corner of Crack Street and Heroin Corner.
It's sort of it's in a weird way.
Not that I know
about
that.
That's a fun corner.
That's
the party corner.
Right.
It doesn't look like a party out there. It's very scary.
No, it looks like the zombie apocalypse.
It was
all those homeless people walking around aimlessly. I drove through there with my car and a girlfriend, and we're at the stoplight, and just all these random people just shuffled on up to the car. She was screaming bloody murder.
Yeah, no, that we had. Clonawin had met a new friend downstairs too.
Wow. This guy was telling me that his girlfriend went to Oregon, and I don't know what. I do know what, but I'm not going to go on about it now because it doesn't matter. But
it was a whole thing. I was
all kinds of stuff.
I was getting your Perrier out of the trunk.
I had to give him some rainbows and glitter and just scoot on out. You know.
Yeah, some rainbows.
Yeah.
So some good vibes.
I want some rainbows.
Good vibes. You know, like good vibes.
I think, can I have your bum? Ooh, bumbos.
Well, we're going to get...
I fart rainbows.
And you pee sparkle, right?
I just got that. I pee glitter.
I think I did something with the cameras trying to get Josie on here, but...
I actually don't pee at all.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Yes, Josie's here. Hello, Dark Minions. You missed the Hal Hartley interview, but the...
Oh, no. What did he have to say?
Can you do a quick recap?
He said he was heartless.
Clonawin, apparently he researched Clonawin Monroe today, and
there's
a possibility she might be in the new movie, but who knows?
Wow, see?
We'll see.
This is what happens on the Dark Mark show.
But he's doing a sequel to Henry Fool called Ned Rifle. It's on Kickstarter, but we've got...
That's not a clown.
That's not a clown. That's Jeremy, our producer, because I did something with the camera. He couldn't be a clown. Jeremy's great. Since you're in here, it's a good thing to... maybe we should mention that Josie and I will be Saturday at the military thing.
Yeah.
which is called the downtown. I'm sorry?
It's at the Vortex.
The Vortex.
We're going to be at the Vortex downtown.
Is that like the Bermuda Triangle?
And it's a benefit, right?
It's a benefit, yes. That's good.
And who does it benefit?
It benefits the military, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
Right? I don't know. They don't tell me.
I want a benefit for me.
I think we all want a benefit for
so what came first, the clown or Marilyn?
That's a good question.
Clowns came way before anything.
No, for you.
I mean, were you a Marilyn Monroe impersonator first?
Were you born a clown, or were you born more Marilyn?
Well, of course I was born a clown. I was born yesterday.
Well, duh.
But I love Marilyn Monroe. She's my favorite actress in the whole wide world. And
hey, Jeremy, what's the zip code here?
I wouldn't want to be like anybody else but Clownalyn Monroe.
Okay. Were you ever a Marilyn Monroe impersonator?
Since yesterday?
I mean, without clown makeup, I think is what we're getting at.
No. Just, I love her. My daughter is named after one of her characters that she played in a movie named Sugar. Sugar Kowalczyk, Sugar Cane.
What movie was that?
Some Like It Hot.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that?
Of course I've seen Some Like It Hot.
Niagara is one of my favorite.
I'm not sitting there only watching Hal Hardy movies. I've seen Marilyn Monroe movies.
And when my daughter was a baby, I didn't sit her in front of Elmo and all those annoying little
Barney
voices. I sat her in front of Marilyn Monroe movies, and I would tell her, just watch that. Get you what you want. Yeah.
So what are your duties as
a duty, duty.
Duty, I said the duties.
We're not talking about
duties rainbows, Josie. Don't you pay attention. What's the matter with you?
That's all.
So where do you perform as Clownalyn Monroe, I think is what she's getting at.
Oh, this is where I plug Circus Maximus and the Antebellum Gallery. I performed a few weeks ago, Halloween week, I performed at Circus Maximus, and the Antebellum Gallery is a homoerotic art gallery. And
what's your performance like?
I do a burlesque show where I sing and dance and do like a Marilyn.
And you do that at a homoerotic art gallery?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how I fit in there, but they love me, so.
The gay guys love Marilyn.
Yes, they do.
They love me.
Well, we all love you.
Well, I can't believe it, really, but it's fantastic. I love
it. Why can't you believe it? You're a beautiful woman.
It's
obviously,
amazing,
men.
Because I just. You know, like I said, I was born yesterday or practically yesterday, and I just can't believe people are talking about me. People, like, wow. It's like a wild ride.
Mr. Toad's wild ride.
It is. So slippery, and I just can't believe
I'm trying
sweaty.
To get
into the- and nervousness, and I just can't believe I go from one thing to the other, and like I said that day when I was looking down at the table and I saw that sticker, that's when she came in. The sticker on the table said, Clownvis is my homeboy.
Right.
And I looked down and I said, well, I should be a Marilyn Monroe clown.
Ah.
And my makeup artist friend, BB, she said, how about Clownalyn Monroe? And I said, well, how about it? That's it. It's done. Close conversation.
So do you ever work with Clownvis?
I have never met him. And right now,
have you seen him perform?
I want to say just on YouTube.
He's pretty funny.
No,
have you seen him?
We saw him together, don't you remember?
I like
you. Josie has selective memory.
I've seen him several times.
Right. I've seen him without the makeup too, like doing stand-up and things like that. But we saw him at the House of Blues together.
Yes.
I was wearing
the same
outfit.
That was
by the way,
correct.
This guy's
the
tie.
His tie is awesome.
Amazing.
He has great ties.
Yes.
He does.
Yes.
Great
no,
ties are great. Ties.
We know Clownvis, and I think we might have to hook up a Clownvis, Clownalyn show.
Please, because
very
I'm
shortly.
Dying to meet you, Clownvis.
Clownvis, if you're listening in, we're gonna have to have that very soon.
You're the reason why I live.
Wow. But
I give him that much credit, but I'm here, and I'm here.
Well, you made your own life. You're making your own career.
Yes, I did, and I'm awesome. And
now, and you've got quite an interesting. I'm not gonna. You've dated some interesting men.
I have
some shorter men.
I have some shorter.
How short? We know some short men that might.
That's
a perfect size.
My husband came up to here, but some other ones came up to like here.
Apparently, and
is
I was.
Is that a thing that you like?
I did. I had a thing for a minute.
So no tall men.
No, my daughter's father is 6'9".
Oh, so after that, you said to hell with tall men.
So either really short or really tall.
I don't. We're all good. Black, green, purple. Tall, short.
Beautiful guy in a red suit with blue eyes.
Skinny, yeah. Whatever. Like, I just want a good guy.
And, a man's a man.
Okay.
Well, you know, I have to say that...
Some men are better than others.
There's no rainbow and glitters where that little man lives, so we're not going to talk about him.
Oh, no pots of gold either, huh?
No, I didn't want to...
none. There is, actually. He has a lot of pots of gold. But,
I just thought, were you into midgets before you were into clowns?
Little people.
I'm sorry, little people.
Mr. Mark.
Were you into little people before you were into clowning or?
Actually, okay, you want to hear the story is that.
Yes, I want to hear the story. Let's hear.
One day, 7 years ago, mm-hmm. my brother, Federico, said, let's go on to a peace rally.
Okay.
And we're all going to dress like clowns. And there was 30, I'd estimate 30 clowns with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we clowned at this peace march like it was our job.
And what's more peaceful than clowns?
My 3-year-old daughter, by the
Not
time
early
she
in the
was,
morning.
But it was in the daytime, kind of. It wasn't so early, but we had a great time. There was sexy clowns, fat clowns, nerdy clowns. There was every kind of clown within our 30 clowns. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. This has brought clowns to a different light for me. Like,
right.
I'm realizing now that clowns can be sexy or nerdy or fat or ugly or whatever. Like, there was every kind of clown with us.
Right.
And a lot of sexy ones, actually. There was more sexy clowns.
Was that someone at the door?
Anything. No, I don't think so, but... But you seem like you want that guy to come.
I'm listening to your story.
So
all my senses are heightened, trust me.
You know what, if you were, I heard it too.
Yes, yeah. So I'm not going crazy.
Not anymore.
Okay, I paid attention to your story. You're at a peace rally.
I'm at a peace rally
every
with
kind
my
of clown.
3-year-old clown baby too. Right.
She was dressed like a clown.
Gumdrop the clown.
Okay.
And you have a clown baby.
I do. Gumdrop the clown.
Gumdrop
now we're
the clown.
Calling her Teardrop the clown because she said she's going to go goth.
Oh, goth clown. She's hitting that goth phase really early.
Wow. How old is she?
It's been her thing for a while. She's 10.
That's about right.
Sugar. Yeah.
She's going to be a sad clown.
Sugar. We should call her Sweet and Low. But yeah.
Splenda.
But I love my little Sugar. And she was a clown that day with us, and actually, the clowns tried to take, after the Pete's March, the clowns tried to take a rest at the frolic room.
Right.
And she, I in my years of life, I'm not going to say how long, but I've lived in Hollywood most of my life, and I was born here.
Mm-hmm.
And
See, that makes two of you.
Yep.
And
there's been a few people that are born in L.A.
Everybody would seem to get on the show. Like,
yeah,
they're the only ones that have been born
so
in L.A.
So rare. Most people.
Because we have odd people on the show. It's the freak show. And we have clowns.
So us freaks were just born.
So you were born
here.
In Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I forgot my point.
No, Josie was born in Hollywood. And I'm gonna tell you something now. I didn't know Josie was so into clowns.
I love clowns.
But you said your mother.
Clowns love you.
My mother, what? Oh, my grandmother was a master painter. And I asked her, one of the last paintings that she did, she was actually trained by Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And she I asked her to draw me to draw me a clown. Yeah, the art institute used to be
an acid dealer hideaway.
That would be great, right? Back in the day. So you were talking about how you became
the clown of Wynn Monroe.
Yeah.
So the priest rally. And he said, I can be a sexy clown.
With not a priest sugar rally.
Drop. Right.
Go with drop. Sugar. Oh. And so Teardrop. The clown walks into the frolic room. 30 clowns sit down. They start ordering drinks. She's 3 years old. She walks in. She goes, I don't want to hang out here. Let's go home. I want to go to the hot tub. So we all left.
That's a Hollywood drum.
She said, she was like, Veruca Salt business.
Right.
She stomped her feet and we all left.
Bratty the clown.
Yeah.
So did you all squeeze into the hot tub like a clown car?
there was this clowns. Fun guy.
Right.
And then us.
Did you start twisting like, your kid was there.
Melting into the hot tub?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's a little twisting under the bubbles there.
I can't admit to anything.
Oh.
That's all.
Here's a poodle. Yeah, that kind of thing.
No, but I didn't learn to, I didn't learn to make balloon animals until last year. I mean, this year, in the spring, I started buying bags of balloon animals, and mm-hmm. Sugar and I would sit home and on Friday nights.
Right.
And learn on YouTube how to make balloon stuff.
So you both know now.
She actually
she's better
would,
than you,
like,
huh?
Teach me how to make stuff. She'd be like, hey, I got that one down. Yeah. You want to know how to make this and that? I was like, wow.
So,
here's a vampire. You know, I understand right? That's Teardrop the clown. Here's a coffin.
I learned how to make some gory stuff, but yeah, I can only make dick hats really for the
dick hats
grown-ups.
Are good.
Yeah.
People like those.
They like that at the homoerotic art gallery.
Yeah, and then you can make asses to go with them.
Sure. So what was the debut performance of Clown of Wynn Monroe?
It was
when
May
did the whole
1st,
concept happen?
I volunteered to work. Oh, no. On May 1st, I went out into Venice. And
2013.
I tried it out. Yes, this year. I was born yesterday. I told you.
Apparently.
I wasn't lying.
Okay.
Okay. So May 1st, I went and tried it out. And on May 5th, I had my first job. It was a volunteer thing for the elementary school. And I made balloon animals for everybody on a Sunday at the school.
Okay.
And then it was just craziness from there. I just kept going out to Venice and making myself known and just all this stuff. I had no idea what I was really going to do. I learned how to make balloon animals, and then I learned other stuff like around it. And it's been amazing. And my really good friend, Liesl Rubin, she is was a clown a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes and teaches me stuff and gives me pointers. She's my manager now.
Okay.
Have you ever had sex with your clown makeup on?
Isn't that mandatory?
I would think so.
Trust me, I would expect nothing less.
I plead the fifth.
Now that's a yes.
So,
but anyway.
Have you dated other clowns?
Yes, and there's this guy Richie the Barber.
I know Richie the Barber.
And he's a perma clown. You know Richie the Barber?
I did a show with Richie the Barber. Richie the Barber's got like, I think if I recall correctly, like a handlebar mustache. And
oh yeah, he's a magician also, right?
He does like
quite a character.
Right. He's got as much ink as you two, and yeah.
No, he has his whole face tattooed.
Right. Well, that's
clown.
What I'm saying.
So, no, he has way more ink than me.
Right.
But,
because you two are pretty inked up. Josie just got a new tattoo.
We have a very strange relationship as well. And I'm not sure what any of this means. But, yeah, I guess Richie the Barber is my friend.
All right, Richie the Barber. I got more respect for Richie the Barber now.
You shouldn't.
Really? All right. Well, no, then I have great. No respect for Richie the Barber.
I love Richie the Barber.
So you had sex with Richie the Barber with your makeup on.
Did I say that?
You inferred it.
No. Well, I plead the fifth.
That's a yes. Anyway, so is your act more Marilyn Monroe or more clown?
A little of both.
Yeah. Do you sing, you know, the happy birthday and all that?
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a little something you're going to do for us today? A little clown?
I don't. I told you in the car. I forgot it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that takes care of that. But so
can you sing a late happy birthday to Mark?
Yeah, it was my birthday last week.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. You have to sing the whole thing.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a tease.
We want a taste of the.
Happy birthday to you. Closer. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Radio.
I like that.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Your birthday just continues.
It really does. And
my birthday lasts for a week.
Oh, yeah. No, my birthday has lasted for it forever. It just
months.
Never ends. Are you a Scorpio, too?
Happy unbirthday. No, I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
But I guess since I was born in May, I'm a Taurus. The real person is a Capricorn.
How do you figure that?
The other side of me. The gangster inside
of
me.
Oh, no, see, yeah, she's a bit of a gangster. We were talking about that. She knows how to handle herself.
Oh, no, that's not true at all. Don't believe him. La, 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 la.
Well, I heard a story about somebody was talking to you and your daughter. And they were being a little rude.
Very rude.
And you took care of him.
I did. I handled that. He was swinging a chain.
And a good quick and wow. Nuts will take care of that. And
as long as you missed the chain.
Well, the chain went up and I went in. You know?
There you go.
We went like this when we were kids. The rope would go up and then you jump in.
Oh, you're like double dutch.
Even the two ropes I could jump in. If you can jump into the middle of two double dutch ropes, you can guarantee you, I can tell when that chain goes up, I'm going in. And that guy went down.
Well, what's great about that story is now your daughter's not afraid to go with you anywhere because she knows that you can.
I hope you're watching Sugar.
Yes, Splenda the Clown, Teardrop the Clown. We love goth clowns here on the show.
Splenda
the Clown.
Splenda
the Clown. You should be very proud of your mother. And so what's the future for Clown Win Monroe?
You know, actually, Sugar Eve hates it that I'm a clown.
Really?
What? Yes. Why?
She said, I wake up, you're a clown. I go to sleep, you're a clown. When is my mom coming home?
Really?
Yeah. It's
She should be proud. She should be proud of you. You're here in LA. You're making a living. I know. She's in that rebellious goth stage.
She is.
I know all about that.
She wants to be.
I'll grow out of myself.
So
one
do you
of these
ever?
Days.
You do burlesque, but do you do like strip grams also?
I would if you called me for one.
I think Josie wants to see you naked. I think that's where we're going with this.
It wasn't, but that's a good idea.
And that makes two of us.
Well, because she said she does burlesque and she's sexy, and Marilyn is a sexy, you know, character also.
Right.
And it just makes sense that there would be
a
stripping clown.
Is that where you want to go with this, a stripping clown? Or
I want to tell you that I have a friend that worked at Disney and that he was naked the whole time.
He worked at Disney? He was naked?
He worked in the on The Little Mermaid and some other stuff.
He had to be naked work on Little Mermaid?
He was
I don't understand.
In his office. He has to be naked all the time. His name is David.
That's quite the office. I didn't know that went on at Disney.
On Disney, if you look at the old Disney movies, Little Mermaid being one of them, like in the background,
he did not put the penis in that
penises
movie.
Penises in the background.
He was not the one. Somebody got fired. Or
but his penis was out while he was doing something on that movie.
He was in his birthday suit.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I want to hear.
And The Little Mermaid, and actually in pretty much every Disney movie, in the background, there's like penises
hidden
and vaginas.
Penis. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, and there's a castle.
There also is at the Vatican. and
of course there is. Those effing effers.
There's penises in the Vatican?
Yes.
I would never
supposedly
say.
Supposedly all of the Michelangelo's paintings.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's out in the open.
And Da Vinci did the same thing.
But I mean, that's those paintings. I mean, like in The Little Mermaid, there's a castle.
No, I mean, there's a lot of
there's hidden implied penises.
Well, yeah, implied gay romance. That are supposed to be, you know, these little cute little cherubs, and they're.
Oh yeah, no, it has to be underage penises, I suppose.
Of course.
So there's penises in the background.
There's penises in Disney, penises in the Vatican. The only show without any penises flapping out is the Dark Mark show right here, right now.
But that we know of. We'll look under the table.
Wait, you want to see my penis? Just kidding.
Wow.
Now that would really make that take a turn.
That would take quite a turn. You don't have a penis, do you?
No.
Let me see your outfit. Your outfit's very cute.
Yeah, if you could stand up and if we can get this on.
And she has big shoes. And
the clown shoes are the best.
Rainbow bright.
You
are very rainbow.
Jeremy, can we get can we get the wide shot here? Okay, hold on.
We want to see a little fashion show.
Hold on. Clown, I wonder if you can. Can you kick up your shoes? Look who's
here. Woo!
Look who's here just in time for the end of the show.
Oh, my God.
It's Ghoul Hectic Clowny.
Wrong directions. I'm sorry.
It's
perfect timing.
Ghoul
Hectic Clowny. Hi, honey.
Loco Coco.
And some clown that I told not to come. He came anyway. Loco Coco.
Here.
Okay.
Right here.
Chilling?
Okay. So, okay, Ghoul Hectic, get right there.
What's your name?
That's Loco Coco.
Loco Coco.
And
you know Loco, right?
Uh-huh.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, that's
Ghoul Marilyn, have you guys met each other?
Loco Coco is in my clown mafia.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you had a clown mafia.
I do. I have people that make sure nobody picks on me.
It's the clown mafia. And Ghoul Hectic, I apologize that you had a little problem finding the studio, but...
I should have checked before I left my house.
Yes.
I just kind of, you know... Google mapped it, and it took me like 15 miles out.
You had to do is, where can I find crackdowntown.com?
That's pretty much it. So anyway, we've been having fun with Clownwin, but...
Everyone's been texting me saying they're watching the show, and they're like, where are you?
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of people watching. Ghoul Hectic Clowny, we got about 7 minutes to get this all to get your story. I know that camera's out.
But Mark said that we've met before.
No, we haven't.
No, here's how you got on the show. Yeah. Well, you've met Loco Coco, right?
I know of you. I know who you are.
That's my best homie.
Oh, okay. So Ghoul Hectic Clowny, we were at the, you are the drummer for the Rhythm Coffin.
Yes.
And we've had Scary Carrie and Gruesome Garrick on the show.
Yes, you have.
And there he goes. Now we got Loco Coco on camera, temporarily at least.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you, Loco Coco. So you are a drummer. You're a drummer. You also are a filmmaker. See what happened? Anyway, Loco Coco broke the camera. You are a drummer for the group, the Rhythm Coffin.
Oh, my goodness. And he breaks everything, that guy.
Okay, so... Galactic, you are the drummer for the Rhythm Coffin.
Yes, I am.
And you got to put him on this camera because the other camera's not working. Anyway, we got 5 minutes to go. Look, that's quite a shot, Loco. If you can get in there, and so how did you come up with the scary clown concept?
I've been a clown my whole life.
Yeah.
And then they said, "We all dress up and play. Do you want to dress like something?" Like,
right. Well, how did you come up with the Ghoul Hectic Clowny?
My nickname back home in Texas was Guy Hectic because I drummed for a band called Hectic.
Right.
And everybody just called me that guy.
Right.
And you know, Gruesome and Scary, how they always give everybody a nickname.
Right.
My nickname was Ghoul. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but it fits your personality. You're a creepy guy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Ghoul.
His original name was the Crack Goblin Clown.
The what?
The Crack Goblin Clown.
The Crack Goblin Clown? I think we met him outside coming on into the studio here.
Exactly. That's
downtown LA.
That guy was pretty clean, actually. He didn't seem like he had smoked any crack recently.
Recently. Unlike Josie. But
he looked like
Ghoul.
A ex.
What?
Ex-crack smoker.
So cool. So
what's going on? I missed a lot, didn't I?
Well, there was a whole show. Yeah, we had Hal Hartley, the director, Henry Fool called in. We've had Clown and was talking about it. It's okay. But anyway, so you were.
Are you? You know who he is? Mr. Heartless?
Hartley.
I know how to say it.
I understand. So, Ghoul, so describe your version of clowniness. How do you become a creepy clown like you?
How do I become a creepy clown? Step one, makeup.
Right.
Step two, just go anywhere you're invited. Parties, shows, just other countries.
Okay. And I was looking at your website. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of clips. Right. There's a lot of movies.
Yeah.
A lot of you do have some solo stuff. You also have the Rhythm Coffin stuff as far as music. You're quite a Renaissance clown.
Dr. Velvet. That's when I'm not doing Rhythm Coffin, I'm doing Dr. Velvet. And we go on tour. We go all over the world.
Right. And so you're quite the Renaissance clown.
Kind of, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have ADD. I get bored. I need to do a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, here you are. And here you are on the Dark Mark show. So what is a... So how come your nose stays on and you have to have the string? What's going
on? Because I'm a real clown and he's not.
Uh-oh, we're going to have a clown fight here. Oh, no, she did.
No, not according to me, but according to this little boy one day. He was like, are you a real clown? 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 And then he ripped my nose off. And he goes, I know you're not a real clown.
Well, you can't rip that off. That's attached.
See, it's because I rock so hard. No joke. I just rock too hard.
Tied like the, on. Kids don't want to see that. But so he's not it's falling off while you're playing clown. Drum?
It's never fallen off because of before I used the little stringy thing. Yeah, it fell off all the time.
Are you a kid-friendly clown?
Of course.
Okay. Nobody's just sweatier Mexican kids, than this though. Guy.
Coco Loco, you seem to be the craziest one of the three. I don't even know.
He's like... I don't know. What's that game, 6 degrees of separation of clowns? Like, he knows every clown.
Well, that's the thing, because I went to see the Rhythm Coffin show where you did a show with Josie Cadd.
Yes.
And you're like, do you know Clownwin Monroe? I said, we're Facebook friends, oddly enough. And then Ruru was telling me about her and a few people. So I've always wanted to have a whole all clown show. I was hoping that you'd get here, you know, a little more prompt, but it was, and here we got all clowns. Yeah, so what inspired you to become a clown? She saw Clownvis.
Well, he stopped and bought crack on the way.
Well, knowing Ghoul Hectic, that doesn't surprise me, but what inspired you to become a clown?
I've talked about this a couple times. The secret's going to come out. My birthday is November 1st, which is the day furthest away from Halloween. So my first Halloween, which I was almost a year old, my parents dressed me like a clown.
And happy birthday, by the way. Mine was November 4th. We're both Scorpios.
Hey, happy birthday.
Day of the Dead birthday.
Yeah, it's like right between Halloween and Day of the Mexican Day of the Dead.
Okay, so you were born on Day of the Dead, and then the first Halloween they dress you like a clown.
Yep.
So you combine the two.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to say, I seen a picture.
I was born into it.
I am dressed like a clown pretty young, too. I think they've been...
Oh, Coco Loco?
That's why we're such good friends.
So they. So you guys are old school clowns, and a clown. I almost called her Marilyn.
Yesterday.
Clownwin Monroe was just born yesterday.
It doesn't matter when you become a clown, really. Everyone should be a clown. That's what I always say.
Right, and
I don't get like offended by other clowns or like people trying to be a clown. It's like no, just do it.
Well, there's a big controversy in the clown community because Clownwin Monroe is so sexy. That some of the other clowns think that she's a little too sexy.
Too sexy?
Do they?
Have you heard about that?
No, I have actually. They tell me all the time all kinds of stuff.
Like it's a little too much for the kids.
Even this guy, clowns aren't.
Well, he's just trying to bang you. That's all.
Clowns aren't supposed to.
You said
show
that, Coco Loco. You said, well, Coco Loco, get on the mic. Did you really say
are there
that?
Clown ethics.
Apparently, doesn't speak English. Are there clown ethics that I don't know about?
Oh, they do have it in Mexico, but...
He gave me a lecture about that. I was like, you're number one.
Wait, Coco Loco, you met Clownwin Monroe and you insulted her and said she wasn't following the clown ethics?
Oh, I did not say that, no.
He didn't so much insult me. He was just telling me the rules in Mexico about the clowns
in Mexico.
That they don't show any skin. He was like, you gotta... cover up, and they said you got to cover it all up. I was like, well, that's their trip, honey.
As a non-clown in America, I have to say, show as much skin as possible. And I think Josie Cab will agree.
Naked clowns.
You can show as much skin as possible to her. I think she would enjoy that.
Yeah,
I think that little boy.
Coco, you're from Mexico. Please keep your clothes on, please.
And the little boys that are scared of clowns love me.
So we've got to get going. You all are invited to come back. We got to do a clown part two. We'll get Clownvis on here. But Coco Loco, you started blowing up a balloon animal. Were you going to do something with that?
Yeah, it was.
And
were you going to make a penis hat?
You want one?
Make a dick hat for Josie. Josie,
she wants a dick.
Josie, it's the Fetish Film Festival this week.
Yes, it is. It's tomorrow night, and
Coco.
You know what? The best thing to do is just Google the Fetish Film, Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival, and you'll see all the information there, because there's just too much to...
And if you go tomorrow, you'll see Josie's new video about. That I was supposed to be in but was not in.
No, we're not showing it tomorrow. It's not ready.
Okay.
So,
because you got to film my part.
Very good dick hat. But you will
see a lot of my hot girlfriends that I've recruited, Sin Fisted will be doing contortion. And
do you know Sin Fisted?
She's a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, we love Sin Fisted.
We like her too. She's a friend of the show.
She clowns too. She we were gonna have her.
She is a clown.
So
I love Sin Fisted.
So there's the dick hat. Josie's got the dick hat
thank
on.
Thank you.
And so Josie's got a dick on her head.
That's quite awesome.
Josie, move a little to your left so we can get a good shot of the dick hat. Your right. Okay. There we go. We got the dick hat.
Sugar, if you're watching this, turn it off.
Yeah, Sugar, you might want to. Splenda, please stop watching now.
Really not a penis.
Oh, is my trash can out? My trash guy's out there.
That's the guy
that picks up the trash can.
Clown
guy I told you about.
Oh, okay. Clownwin, how can people get a hold of you and book you?
www.monkeybusiness.com.
Monkeybusiness.com.
Yes, sir.
And Ghoul Hectic, how do people get a hold of you?
Ghoul Hectic at ghoulhectic.com or facebook.com/ghoulhectic or YouTube.
Hey, Ghoul Hectic, since we only had a little time today, you want to come back next week?
Sure.
You and Coco Loco, why don't you guys come back next week?
I'm down.
We actually have a guest host next week. Josie's not going to be here, but we're going to do this do-over. This clown part two with the two of you. We're going to have Olivia Grace. She's a great comedian. She's going to come in. She's an 18-year-old comedian that's already been banned from a few comedy clubs, so be careful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And Coco Loco, where do we... Ghoul Hectic, what's your website? Real quick.
GhoulHectic.com.
GhoulHectic.com. Coco Loco, how do people get a hold of you?
Facebook,
Coco.54.
Yeah. So next week, I think, or
go through me because he's always sitting right next to me.
Just go to the corner of crack and heroin. They'll be right there.
Go to the corner of crack and heroin. If you see a couple clowns, that's probably Ghoul Hectic and Coco Loco.
Give a zip code because they might get lost.
Clownwin Monroe, you were fantastic.
Downtown LA.
Coco Loco, you're great. Ghoul Hectic, you're great. Josie with the penis hat, I love it. Thank you for tuning into the Thursday Night Freak Show. Have a wonderfully creepy week.
Good night, everybody.
Yay. Bye.